This is Michael Gannett, Insight to Israel, brought to you by America's Web Radio. And I want to thank all of the guys at America's Web Radio for allowing Insight to Israel to bring the truth of the Jewish state, its struggle for sovereignty and security, yet its greatness as it leads the world, gives to the world technology, agriculture, and medicine, and believe it or not, the vast amounts of humanitarian work that Israel does all around the world, it's unbelievable. I want to thank America's Web Radio for bringing the truth to the United States of America about the Jewish state. So, also, I want to say thank you to those who have contributed to Hershey's for Heroes. Americans are sending Hershey's chocolate bars from all across the United States here to Israel. Each chocolate bar has a note to an Israeli soldier thanking them for defending the Jewish state, letting them know that we're praying for them with their name and the name of the state that they're from. And we are handing those chocolate bars out, and the soldiers love it. They ask what for, and I say because America loves you. Americans love the Israeli soldiers. They love, and they wish they could be here to fight. That's the great thing. I have literally had friends say, Michael, I'm jealous of you. We would come and fight with the Jewish people for their homeland in a second. And it's amazing. But if you can't be here to fight, you can tell them, you can send them something sweet. So if you'll send me an email at Michael A. Gannoe, MichaelAGannoe, @gmail.com, I will send you information about Hershey's for Heroes and how you can bless the Israeli soldiers. And, or you can go to my Facebook page, Michael Gannoe, Gannoe. Find me, email me, I'll send you the information. It's fantastic. The change, the little things, the change that can have such a huge change in someone's life, that can turn their attitude, their mindset, and their heart in a different direction just by doing something little like that. So thank you to everyone who's contributed. I certainly appreciate it. I am, again, with the, and anyone that has been watching my Facebook page, I am again with the Israeli Plectrum Orchestra, and they are amazing. They use, mainly, they use mandolins to play. And they have an acoustic guitar thrown in, or a bass guitar, but mainly it's mandolins, and it is a beautiful. It is beautiful. I have gotten so much, and if you go to my Facebook page, you can see some of the videos. I'm working on a video for YouTube, but their music is awe-inspiring, and I'll tell you, after a long, stressful week, I've been blessed to come to their practices, and with me is one of their players. And ma'am, I apologize if you will forgive me. Tell me your name again.
Addie.
Addie, thank you for talking to me.
Yes, sir.
For sharing with the United States, with the folks there that love Israel. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Amazing. So, let me ask you, how long have you been playing with the Israeli Plectrum Orchestra?
Well, I've started when I was 11 years old. I think we had a long, since, I think until the age of 21, then I had a long break of marriage and kids and family.
And, kids?
Oh, yeah.
You mean, you have little goats?
I've got four boys.
In English we call, I'm joking with
kids,
you.
Goats?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, I actually have.
You have four
children. Boys.
Four boys. Wow, wow.
Yes.
Wow, I bet Dad is proud.
Very.
Wow.
Very.
Wow.
My 17 years old is going to be a soldier in the East.
He's going to be in a soldier soon.
Yeah.
Wow. God bless.
Amen.
Ma'am, we're praying for him.
Amen.
We're praying for him.
Thank you.
So you started playing at a young age.
Very.
And, you know, I noticed an accent. I've talked to you about this before. I noticed a bit of a British accent in there.
Indeed.
Tell me what that's about.
My husband is English.
Okay.
And I lived in London for 15 years.
And how did you meet your husband?
I met him in London.
In London?
Yeah.
What are the details about that? There's an interesting story.
There
about
is,
that.
Actually. We went with the orchestra to perform. We had a few concerts in London. And the woman who organized the whole trip was Ruth. Ruth today is my sister, mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law, wow.
Because while we were at her place, my sister met her husband-to-be. And she's married to him today. And she introduced me to my husband. So, I know, my sister introduced me to my husband.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
And they both are British, so...
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that is amazing. And your husband was man enough, I respect that, man enough to come to Israel.
And I tell you, it was tough. It was tough.
I can imagine.
And that was my condition to marry him, actually.
Absolutely. Good, good. Good. Lay the groundwork.
Because I told him, I'm not living in England to the rest of my life.
No. Let me say what you don't need to say. There's too many Muslims there. But anyway, that's me saying that.
Exactly. London is great. It's a great city.
Margaret Thatcher was fantastic.
Yeah, she was actually. I was in her time, I think. Yeah.
It's a toss up between her and Golda Meir, who I'd marry first if they were still alive.
She was tough as nails.
Yeah.
That's what they needed. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, it was great. She was great. But I missed home.
Yeah.
Terribly.
Oh, of course. I can
Terribly.
Imagine. If I had to leave this place, I think it would rip my heart out. It really would. So how long have you been married now?
Now... 20 years.
Wow. I can't think of anything I've done for 20 years consistently.
Oh, thank God. It's, but that's the beauty of good marriage.
Right.
You're just growing.
Right.
You don't stay still.
Exactly. So what's your husband, like, he knew you played the, now, you, did you play for the, when you met him?
No.
You didn't play?
No, I when I met him, I had a long break.
Yeah.
And only when we returned to Israel, then I heard that there's a group of seniors that are returning to play.
Well, you're not that old.
I'm that old.
I'm 42. You can't...
I'm 46.
Oh, wow. You don't even look it. Wow. Hashem preserves his people.
Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Wow, would have never guessed that.
See, there you go. Senior enough.
So you heard about this group that's... And you'd never heard of them before.
Of whom?
But you'd never heard of the group. No.
It's all. Well, we've got a few generations here.
Yeah, I've heard
so
that.
So some of the players, I've been playing with them since their childhood friends.
Wow.
So we got back and we played together with the new generation.
Wow.
It's great.
It's beautiful. It's amazing.
It's very unique.
It is. And listen, here's what a lot of people don't know, because I've asked around about you guys.
A lot of people don't know.
They don't know about... You travel all over the world.
I know. We're
going to get you promoted right here in the Jewish state. We are going to get you promoted. It's beautiful.
We're more well-known in Europe...
Wow.
...than we are here in Israel.
Wow. That shocked me. Because here I am, I'm talking about how beautiful the music is of the Israeli Palectrum Orchestra, and they're like, what's that?
You see, there's always hidden treasures.
Right, absolutely.
And this is one of them.
Absolutely.
And one day it will be out there. I hope.
No hope.
No,
it will.
It will.
Because I'm going to promote you, and I'm proud to do it. Listen, so do you have any children that your boys or any of them picking up the...
My boys are 5. 11, 14 and a half, and 17.
Yeah.
They're great. 3 of them were born in London, and the 4th one was born in Israel. And
so are any of them playing the...
Well, my second one plays the piano.
Nice.
And guitar.
Nice. A soldier and a musician.
No, he's the second one.
Potential.
Ken. Oh, yeah, that's what, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's very talented.
What's your husband think?
He loves that music. I can't imagine.
I think I'd have you playing for me all the time. I might.
But to be honest, he's much, much, much more musical than me.
Really?
much more.
Wow, yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
He plays the guitar beautifully. Really, very, very nice.
Well, I'll tell you, let me say it again, and I can't say it enough, and I hope it never becomes numb in your hearing, but it is beautiful. I sit there, and I just, it sings to me. It touches me. And thank you for what you guys do. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me. You're right. God, I forget that sometimes.
Sorry. I'm here to remind you.
Exactly. Well, listen, I love you guys. You're the best. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Pleasure.
All right. And I have with me, and I apologize, man, forgive me.
It's okay. Shachar.
Shachar. Okay. I apologize, Shachar. You know what? Thank you for being so kind as remembering my name, and I apologize. I give you my utmost apologies for forgetting.
Well, I fully Shachar. Accept, and it's okay. I'm glad to be here. Glad for having me.
Well, no, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, because this is a very, I can't say it enough, this is the third practice I've been to, and this is a very special band. Orchestra,
yeah.
That I'm blessed to hear. I'm telling you, after a long week, it's nice to come in here and just take it all in. So how old are you?
Well, I am 27.
You're 27.
Yeah.
And when did you start playing the mandolin? How did you become involved with the Israeli Plectrum Orchestra?
Well, first of all, back in the days, we had like a project of bringing in kids from these neighborhoods of Rosh Ha'Ayin, which were mostly populated by Yemenite descendants, or Jewish Yemenites came from Yemen. And the conductor, he was basically doing everything, and he brought in those kids. He chose only the good kids, you know, the better kids.
The ones who he felt like they would have the best potential.
That's right. Yeah, the kids with potential. He brought them in, he taught them how to play mandolin, and he assembled an orchestra.
Wow. Wow.
That was in my time. Of course, he did that many years ago as well. The orchestra has been around for like, I don't know exactly, but more than 30 years.
Wow.
He's been doing that.
Yeah, and someone had told me, and we talked about this before, that the kids who came up years ago and who are now older, the older ones now teach the younger ones, and now as they've come up, they're now in the orchestra.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
So let me ask you, do you have a mentor or someone in the orchestra, someone that's helped you out as you've come up?
Yeah, sure. Actually, there's this woman, and she plays first mandolin. And back in the days when I was learning how to play mandolin, she was our teacher. And I was like a kid. I was 8 or 9 years old, and she taught us how to play. We had, you know, very small groups, and she used to teach us. And right now we're playing together in the same orchestra.
Wow, that's fantastic. So does anyone in your family have any kind of... I mean, here you are, you're taking on the mandolin at a young age. Was there any influence in your home as far as music goes?
Oh, well, actually, in my home, not really. My mother, she was obviously my mom. She's a British Jew. She wasn't born here, and she got more involved with the European education. So they, you know, they learn a bit of music, but not that much.
Right.
Besides me, no, I'm the only one who got the chance, the privilege.
Exactly. So you picked up on it. So you have a band.
That's right. Yeah, I have a metal band or a heavy rock band.
Okay.
We are called Capillaris, so we've been around for several years, and we're performing and recording stuff, all kinds of stuff.
So not only do you do this, but you also have your own band, and you play, would you play all over Israel, or?
We played this several shows, several concerts. It's a bit more difficult than the heavy metal genre here in Israel.
Right.
Not to get too many shows, but we're doing okay.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you keep the talent going.
Yeah, that's right.
And now, did any of the guys, did they ever play with the Israeli Plectrum Orchestra?
No, they have nothing to do here with Rosh Ha'Ayin. They're not from here.
Okay. Now, let's share with me real quick. Rosh Ha'Ayin is near... How far is it from Jerusalem?
Well, if you're talking about...
We're near the West. What, I don't like to use the word West Bank, Judea and Samaria.
That's right. Actually, Rosh Hashanah is located right on the beginning of Judea and Samaria. Of course, it spreads, you know, from south to from north to south.
Yeah.
We're just in the middle, and this starts the Judea and Samaria, you know, mountain ridge. And,
yeah.
And it's a 50-minute drive to Jerusalem from here.
Wow, wow. And it's beautiful here. And it's one thing I've noticed about this town, it's very dedicated to music.
Yeah, that happened in the last several years. Rosh Hashanah was actually declared as the musical city of Israel.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, because everywhere I go, I see statues of even your buildings beautifully painted.
Yeah.
With the hand of a conductor and piano keys, if I...
That's right, yeah. Yeah. And music keys.
It's amazing, amazing, amazing. So how long do you see yourself playing with the...
Well, as long as I as long as I can. And I don't see, you know, quitting anytime soon.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Having a great time, you know, years and years, and it's just wonderful.
And you've gotten to go overseas.
Yeah, with the orchestra several times. We've been to all kinds of places in Europe. We've also been in the States once with my with our orchestra right now. The past orchestras, they've also been in the States.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, that's fascinating. You know, one of the things I know that in certain areas you do, people here know about you. But people I've talked to, when I've showed them your music, let them listen to your music, they're like shocked. They're like, wow, we didn't know who this group was. And but you definitely have a good name. You've won some awards, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's right. We won some awards in certain festivals in Europe. We were competing with other groups, you know, from Europe and from Eastern Europe. Yeah, we won several prizes.
Wow, wow, nice, nice. Well, I tell you, from what I've heard, you're more than deserving, and it's a beautiful thing. So, hey, listen, thank you for taking the time to talk to me, brother.
Thanks very much for having me.
And, all right.
We'll play and you'll sing.
Can. All right, we're back. And I have with me a very special young lady who is newly married.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And I'm saying that, and I can't remember your name.
Yoni Netanyahu.
Yoni, yes, like Yoni Netanyahu, my hero. So, so did you have a nice Yom Kippur?
Yes, I had.
It was beautiful. I went down to the Western Wall, down to the hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, it was so...
Yeah? Wow.
300,000.
Oh, my God. I never was there on Yom Kippur.
Oh, I was on top of a roof.
Whoa, okay.
And I took pictures and I did video.
Wow.
And, No, where are you going? You leaving? Dad. So, sorry about that. We got a little distraction. So, anyway, I went down there and it was amazing. In fact,
yeah.
I took a bunch of pictures.
Okay.
And then I did like a 2-minute video. Wow. And there was a specific prayer that I got.
Yeah.
That they were singing. And all my friends told me, Michael, you got the perfect one.
Wow, really?
I don't remember which one, but are you friends on Facebook with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If you scroll down, you'll be able to see the video.
Oh, great.
It's so beautiful. It is beautiful.
Wow, wow.
And a lot of Americans loved it. They loved it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we are thankful for Yom Kippur on the time that we can come to Hashem. We can come to Him every day.
Right.
But I think this is a time that America has even forgotten.
Really?
A time, we don't have a day like that.
Right. Uh-huh.
And we used to. We used to. And I honor the Jewish people that come before Hashem.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because not only do you repent as a nation for your sins, and repent as an individual.
Right.
But repent to one another.
Right. This is the important thing.
It is. It's very important. Reconciliation.
Yeah.
And we don't do enough of it today.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's great. Great stuff. And I'm sure folks enjoyed hearing that. Listen, so you are how old?
23. Yeah.
And how long have you been playing with the Israeli Plectrum Orchestra?
16 years.
Wow! Wow!
Yes.
16 years! Wow!
Yeah.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Yeah.
Hey,
I hope that you stay married longer than you pray for.
Yeah.
Then, now, when did you get married?
Before 4 months.
4 months ago.
Yeah.
Wow, that is amazing. It's beautiful. Now, I understand the Yemenites have a beautiful wedding ceremony.
Right. Before the wedding, it's called Chinah.
Okay, Chena?
Yeah.
Now, isn't there a food?
Yeah, well, there's a special Yemenite food.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry that I don't have your picture to show.
No, I can't see pictures anyway. We'll do that another time.
Okay, great.
So
it's a very special ceremony.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Now, is your husband Yemeni?
Yeah, and also me.
I figured you were, but I wasn't.
Half.
He's your half?
My father is American.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what? How did your parents meet?
My mom went there to travel for 1 year, and she met my father.
Wow.
Yeah, and he made Aliyah.
Wow,
yeah.
What an influence women have on a man's life.
Yes.
Wow. You know, hey, I'm getting kind of personal here, but it's my radio show. So I haven't dated in 3 years because I'd only date Jewish.
Wow.
Yeah, and the American girls, unfortunately, they don't think too much of Israel. You know what I mean? I don't.
Really?
When I talk about it, they're like, I remember I had this bracelet on.
Okay.
And, it wasn't this specific one, but one, it was a clasp like this.
Okay.
And so I had a shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to this Jewish girl. I was at this Jewish event.
Okay.
And for me to show up at a Jewish event not being Jewish, they're like, why are you here, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, because I love you guys, you know? So I'm standing there, and this girl thinks I'm Jewish, so she's just talking me up, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you're very handsome, you know? So then she looked at my name tag, and she said, are you Jewish?
Wow.
And I said, no. And she's like, you're not Jewish. And I said, no. And she goes, you know this is a Jewish event. I said, yeah. And she goes, well, why are you here? And then it comes to, I love you guys.
Yeah.
So she sees my bracelet.
Okay.
It slips down.
Yeah.
Down my shirt.
Wow, nice fruit. Okay.
On my wrist, Pollard mm-hmm. and Lone Soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me. It was an IDF bracelet, Israeli Defense Force bracelet.
Okay. Wow.
And then I had another one. Actually, I had two on, and I had a watch.
Wow.
Now, it looked good on me, you know what I mean? But the other one was, it was blue and white, and it had the Magen David.
Right, like the
Star of David.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of looked at me weird, and she said,
really?
Yeah, she's like, that's a bit much. That's,
really?
Yeah, I was,
wow.
You know, the United States is the United States, you know.
Yeah.
But I have been very blessed even mm-hmm. before I came here, because I felt that draw to Israel. I felt it, you know.
This is amazing to see it, really.
And it's since I've been here a year, October 2nd.
Wow.
My friends in the United States, we talk, and actually one of them I spoke to this evening.
Okay.
His name is Philip Sanders. He's a pastor of a church there. And he's like, Michael, what's it like?
Wow.
And I told him, and he's like, he said, you make me want to come to Israel.
Yeah.
He said, the United States is going so far downhill.
Wow.
And we've gotten so bad.
Really?
That he said, to be with God's people is the safest place.
Yeah, wow.
And, you know, I want to say that you guys do a wonderful job in the music you play.
Thank you so much.
You have no clue. I don't know if you can see my face when I'm sitting there.
Wow, yeah, we can see it.
But it is, God has so blessed you.
Thank you.
With such talent. So, okay, so you started playing when you were...
Wait a second. Something like... Eight, I think.
So why did you play? Was it something like, okay, so someone gave you a mandolin and said, I think you're talented enough to play, and they gave you a mandolin and you jumped on it, or you thought about it and you said...
No, then I didn't thought about it, but I can say that, you know, in those years, I know to appreciate it, that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I was a little girl, you know. It was nice and special. My parents could say my daughter play on the mandolin. But now, you know, I'm proud of it.
Nice, nice. And you guys have been all over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I don't think enough people in Israel know about you. I don't think.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do whatever it takes to promote you guys.
Thank you so much.
Because it's amazing. And I posted some sample videos on Facebook.
Yeah.
And people love it. And
wow.
So okay, so you're newly married. Your husband doesn't play an instrument, does
right,
he?
Right, he doesn't.
No? No. Okay. Do you ever play for him a little special show?
Yeah, in the wedding.
I heard about that. Yeah, we talked about that last time when we tried to do a recording before. So the whole orchestra came and played at your wedding.
Yeah.
And you were playing with them.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow.
Right.
So, but do you ever, like, does your husband ever look at you and say, honey, can you play me a special tune?
Well, not yet.
Not yet. You better get smart and do it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah. No, I sometimes take, you know, the mandolin, open the YouTube. You can hear us in the YouTube.
Yeah. No, I know you have videos. Do you it by yourself?
Yeah. You the Israel Plectrum Orchestra.
Yeah.
You know, the pieces that we recorded not, yeah, before 3 years, I think, something like that.
Okay.
Maybe a little more, but, you know, I open the YouTube and I play with my orchestra through the computer.
Have you ever done anything on your own?
No.
No?
No.
Have you thought about it? And I'll say this, because even doing it by yourself, I think, would be a great introduction for them.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Right. Like put the Israeli Plectrum Orchestra and then put your name next to it.
Right.
And then once people get a sample of what one can do,
right.
Imagine what a thousand can do, or however many's in your band.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that reminds me of a scripture, what one can do, imagine what a thousand can do. That's why God told the Israelites not to number the tribes.
Right.
To depend on Him and His strength. To fight the battle for you,
right?
And
right.
I don't know how I got off on that, but it's but anyway, it's amazing. So have you, your husband comes to your concerts?
Yeah.
And your whole family comes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do you ever give autographs?
Not yet, but we have one that already gave.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, I'm going to want an autograph.
Yeah, a little sweet girl came here. Can I have your...
A Swiss girl?
Yeah. No, sweet. Sweet girl.
Oh, a little, okay.
I think it was in Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That's what I think is a great idea. If you had pictures of your whole group, you know, and then each signature on each person.
Wow, yeah.
You know,
celebrity.
I think it would be a great promotional for you.
Uh-huh.
And sell them for $5 a piece if you're in the States.
Wow.
Or $10, you know. Mm-hmm. So, wow. So how long do you see yourself playing with the Israeli Plectrum Orchestra?
Oh, and until, you know, the rest of my life.
Because everybody here, from my understanding, the young... have been taught by the older.
Right.
And
right.
then the young grow up, and they've already taught someone underneath them, and then they grow up. And
exactly.
It's like a domino
effect.
It's like
effect. That, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And this orchestra is predominant to the Yemenite community.
Yeah. Yeah, most of us are Yemenite.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, is there any other groups similar to what you guys do?
I know that there is in Beersheba, a mandolin orchestra.
Yeah.
But I think that we are the special. You know, we're like family. Right?
No, I can. You know what? I definitely see that.
Yeah.
And I think that can be said for the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very special when you have people like this that you have that familiarity with, that you have that commonality with, and you have that unity.
Yes, exactly.
That is very much a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your husband is a blessed man to be able not only to have a wife that has such a great gift from God, but to not only have a wife with that gift, but a whole entire orchestra.
Yeah.
Even though he's married to just you know what I mean? But what a great blessing that is.
Yes.
So,
uh-huh.
Well, listen, I certainly appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you.
I'm going to continue to find myself at your practices. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much, really, for everything.
No, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. All right. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training.
In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Gonneau. Thank you, God bless Patriot Conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security. All right, and we're back. This is Insight to Israel, brought to you by America's Web Radio. And I did a great intro in thanking the guys at America's Web Radio for allowing Insight to Israel to bring to the grassroots of the United States of America the truth about the greatness of the Jewish state and its struggle for sovereignty and security. And I can't emphasize that enough. It can never, ever be overemphasized, because regardless of what anyone says, the pundits and the political science professors and the politicians, you know, it's funny, they come here to Israel from the States and they spend a few days here and they seem to know what goes on the ground. Well, I'm here to tell you that anyone that tries to tell you anything about Israel and hasn't been to this country, hasn't lived with these people, they cannot speak to you the truth about what goes on. So, and I say that with regard, I want to thank God that I've been here for a year this October 1st, October 2nd, as a matter of fact. And I've been blessed. This country is changed my life totally. So if you have never been to Israel, now is your time to come before things get too bad in the United States of America, because they are going to. Egypt is about to rear her head. And so this is why I emphasize to the American Jews, if you want to stay in Egypt, that's fine, but disobedience will bring a great heavy price to pay. So anyway, enough of that said. That's just my soapbox, because it's my show and I can say what I want. And I like it, because every one of you conservatives in Washington, D.C., all those Republicans that tried to keep me back and tell me how to keep my mouth shut, now I don't have to. Anyway, so I want to thank everyone at the... Now, this is... I'm here with some two, what I'm going to say openly, friends of mine, because I love the Israeli Palectum Orchestra. I can't say it enough. Every time I go... It's wow. It's amazing. That's the best I can do. The last time I said wow that many times was when I spent 3 days up on the Syrian-Lebanon border. I looked into the destitution of Muslim land, and then I looked at the blessed land of the Jewish state, and all I could say was wow for 3 days. So I say that in a few seconds, wow, about the Israeli Palectum Orchestra. So, okay, so I have Inbal... Inbal, I apologize, ma'am. Spell your last name for me, simply so I can remember.
Inbal, okay. Inbal Aviv.
Ma?
Aviv.
Aviv, Inbal. Inbal, thank you for being here. I sure do appreciate it. Along with that, I wanted to get the conductor, but it was a little difficult because I know he's a busy man, but I will have him in a video that I'm putting together for them, which I think that you'll really enjoy. But I also have the manager of the Israeli Palectum Orchestra. And could you introduce yourself to the crowd, sir?
Yes. First of all, good evening or a good day to our audience in America. I would like to represent the orchestra to you, the Israeli Palectum Orchestra.
Beautiful.
The orchestra was established 34 years ago by Benny Chesney. My name is Charles Domi.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. And this orchestra was established, as I said, 34 years ago in Rosh Ha'im.
Rosh Ha'im is a town in Israel.
It's a very small town next to Tel Aviv. It's like between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, 1 hour from Tel Aviv and 1 hour from Jerusalem. Very nice place.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt you here for a second.
Yes.
I want to point out something, because I need you to answer this question for the viewers, for the listeners, because I think this sets a precedence, mm-hmm. or lays the groundwork for the Israeli Palectum Orchestra. I'll drive around the town, and there's musical instruments everywhere, and sculptures, and all these things. Everything relates to music.
Tell me how that came about, because that's where this orchestra was founded, in this town, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about why the...
Yes, it's very, very unique story, because Rorschach actually was a camp to a Jew who came from Yemen. And the Jew of Yemen...
The Jews that came from Yemen.
Yemen, yes. Okay. And they never played, for 2,000 years, they never played on any instrument, musical instrument, because of this, they swore. When they left Israel to the diaspora...
To go into captivity.
Yes, not to play on music until they come back to Israel.
Wow.
Yes, according to, by the river of Babylon, when we were sit down, yes.
Yeah, in Psalms, there's...
Yes, yeah. And when they came to Israel, about like 50 years ago, their children started to learn music. And the first instrument was mandolin, which is actually an Italian, instrument.
Yeah.
And this orchestra gradually got... amazing reputation all over Europe, and we won about like 5 times the first place in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is it. And it started as an educational, project.
Right.
Yes.
Now, but, so this town is predominantly Yemen, like you said.
Yes.
And so, that's very interesting that you say that, because that's all this town does is like music.
Yes, I mean...
It is amazing. Let me say this. I don't mean to interrupt you. But I've been driven around this town like I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Yes.
It's beautiful in the sense that they have sculptures. They have a xylophone in the shape of, what is it, a water fountain or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's... and then there's the... Near your office, where you practice, they have a... statue in the center and the roundabout of a guy playing a violin.
Yes.
And all over this beautiful little town is everything dealing with music.
Yes.
It's so amazing. So amazing. Now, I'm going to come back to you because you're the man. You're the man to talk to. Because I have a lot of questions that I think that these folks might want to have answered. But I want to go over here to Inbal, because this orchestra started... What year? Could you have an exact time frame of
the orchestra started? Yeah. It's like 75, 74, I think. 1974. Yeah, 1974.
Now, from my understanding, Inbal, you're in your late 30s? Okay.
Yes.
So how long have you been playing the mandolin?
How long? Since I was 10 years.
10 years.
10 years. For 30 years, I play.
For 30 years?
30 years.
Okay. Since you were 10 years old?
10 years old.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Now, who... Was there anyone in your family that played an instrument?
No one. No one.
As I told you, the Yamantus never played any other instrument.
Wow.
So she was the first one to play on.
The first one to play. Yes. Wow. So what was it like? So you're 10 years old and someone walks up and sticks this thing in your hand. You're a child, so you don't think much about it,
In the beginning, I said, oh, no, I must play instead of go out and play, outside with my friends.
Right.
But in the start.
Wow.
But then when we start to be in orchestra and to have some concert and show and meet some special people, and I start to enjoy the orchestra, and I could not leave that orchestra. That's why I came back to this orchestra. Even I live far away from Roshaim.
Yeah, you live in...
I live in Ashdod.
Ashdod, yeah, it's on the coast.
1 hour, yeah. It's close to Gaza.
Right.
And it's 1 hour, so every Tuesday I come to Roshaim and play and then come back.
Wow, amazing. So, now, the thing that I've heard about this orchestra, that I've seen, first of all, you're like a family.
Yes.
I mean, it's
yes.
and I can imagine. I can't imagine because I've never been in that type of scenario. But you travel together, you play together. What, every Tuesday? Because I've been there for how many practices now? Three or four? I think three. I think it's been three practices, and it's amazing. And so when you spend that much time together, now that the key to this is that you guys have shared with me is that you now are older, and the older have taught the younger that are now up and coming.
Yes.
So it's a generational thing.
Yes.
That is amazing.
That is amazing. Did you ever think it would be that way? Now, did you start off with them in the beginning? You did, Inbal, but...
Yeah, I'm older than Inbal.
No, I didn't. You don't even look that old.
It's okay.
You don't even look that old. Wow, okay.
And usually the system was built like any student will turn to a teacher after a while. So in the whole city we have like hundreds of children which play mandolins.
Yeah.
Yes, because the manager of this, the whole project, Mr. Bilski, before Professor Schmidt, which is like the present conductor, he knew he wouldn't have like too much teachers, so he used the pupils as a teachers.
Right.
And the ties between the, you know, the pupil and the teacher, which like both of them are players and they have very close in the age, were very tight. So during the years, it becomes like a family. And when we travel to, you know, Europe, all over the world, to America, to England, and it's like much more, it's become stronger and stronger, and we had shared many experiences.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow, wow. So did you, now, what year did you come into the orphanage? Have you been here since the beginning?
Yes.
You have. Did you ever think it would...
turn to this, you know, kind of orchestra? Never.
No, we didn't.
Wow.
Never.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm telling you, if anyone has never looked at my Facebook page, if you're not on my email list at Michael, MichaelAganoe at gmail.com, if you're not on my email list and not seeing these folks, it is, and the thing I feel sorry for those that are listening, is that they're not here to hear you. Because it's amazing. And I don't mean to keep saying that, but it's so beautiful what you do. And the harmony, and that comes from being that close. Now, Inbal, have you trained anyone? Have you tutored anyone in the group?
Yes.
Okay.
In my orchestra?
Can.
Yes, yes. Yes, I teach some little students. Now they become good players. But, you know, I have also my own orchestra in Ashdod.
Nice, yeah. Tell me about that.
I mean, okay, the mayor in Ashdod heard about me. And he say, oh, I want you to do the same orchestra like in Rosh Hashanah, but with little students, little children.
So you have a little children playing.
Yes.
I bet that's awesome.
I have 40 little children in
How
my
many?
Orchestra. 40.
40?
Yes.
Wow.
0, yes.
Wow, we're going to get down there and get some video down there of your
you must
orchestra. I can't imagine little 40 children. Wow, that's beautiful. That's
yes.
just beautiful.
And my dream is... and. It will come through, I hope this year, that my orchestra in Ashdod will play together with the Israeli
Wow, that
so,
would be amazing.
We're going to do a big show.
Play, yes,
yeah, to do that, yeah, it will be great.
Wow, wow.
There is something very special because, you know, studying music is very expensive.
Right.
So our orchestra, one of its own targets, like to give you a musical education, but for free. So each student in Rosh Hashanah was like studying mandolin and he doesn't have to pay.
Wow.
And that's why I do remember that my parents could not afford like, you know, musical education, like piano or violin, just
it's
very
expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. So mandolin on one hand is very, you know, simple instrument, on the other it's very sophisticated. It's exactly built like violin. So,
like the violin.
Yeah, exactly. So we let the people of Rosh Hashanah, which came from low-income groups, children, you know,
wow.
families,
wow.
we let them the opportunity to, the benefit of, like, you know, a good musical education and, you know, express themselves through music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. You know, I had, just listening to what you're saying, I just kind of had a flashback, because the problem with today's society is that we would take something like that and want to make it into a big government program, and then it gets tied up in all kinds of stupidity and red tape and things like that, where it seems to me, if it's coming across the right way, if I understand you correctly, that this is just something that, you know, you don't make a big deal about, but it's something that's just like, it's almost like breathing air. It's so natural that, yes, the kids have the opportunity to learn. You didn't have to go to the government and get permission and get all, you know, all these people involved that don't even matter. But, and I think it's fantastic because this state is,
The Jewish state's small. People don't realize how small it is. Now, if I was an alien, and I didn't know anything about Israel, and you dropped me right in the middle of it, I think it was as big as the United States, you know, because of everything that you've done in 65 years. But I think that it is such an additive to the culture. You know, it's funny, because I talked to a girl on the bus one time coming from I can't think of it right now. I'm taking up too much time. Okay. Trying to up in the north on the coast near the Lebanon border of the town.
Naharia or
Ramat Golan?
No, the bigger one.
It's okay.
We got a name.
Kiryat Shmona.
No, the big town, the port city, Haifa.
Haifa.
I was coming from Haifa, and it's funny because I met this girl on the bus that she sings opera. And we got to talking, and she said, this is why I'm glad that I'm doing this, why I'm talking to you. This is, and it never came to my mind until just now, but she said, Israel doesn't have any culture. She said, I'm leaving the country. I'm going to go to Europe. Okay, yeah, go with the cheese eaters and the winemakers that Islam runs. That's what you want to do as a Jew. They're going to love your passport, you know. But to say that Israel has no culture, and then I come here to this town, and I come to your practices, and I'm telling you, I can't say it enough. Wow. Wow. And I think to myself, how narrow-minded and short-sighted, sadly, that yes. young lady is, and self-centered.
It's easy to blame the country, but it's
not. Say it again.
It's easy to blame the country.
It's easy to blame the country.
Exactly.
And then look in the mirror and
people want to go out from this country and they search a reason.
Right.
It's easy.
Instead of looking in the mirror and saying, what can I do?
Exactly.
What can I do? You know, I want to gear off here in just a little bit and we're going to get back on. I want to send this message to the American Jews. You don't need American money. You don't need the diplomats or the voices outside of Israel. When you come home and are obedient, when you say it's so hard, my. This is a place, listen, I didn't have a radio program in the States before I came here. There were a lot of things I didn't have. There are a lot of things I did have, but I was lacking in my life. And since I've come to this God-blessed, Hashem-breathed, Jewish-labored land, my life has been changed. And this is a fine example that when folks, this is why I love the Jewish people, the Israelis who scratch this land out. When you can't, when it's not good enough or you want to make it better, you just put some work into it. Wow, that's fantastic. So Inbal, you got this little orchestra. We're going to come down. We're going to do some video for you.
And, it'll be my pleasure.
So you guys have a trip coming up.
Yes.
To Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
I mean, actually, it's like the third time we are going to be in Germany. About like 2 years ago, we've been in Bruchsal. It was like the biggest festival for plectrum instruments, like mandolin, guitars, whatever. And we were honored to open this concert. And it is funny because we won the first prize there. In Germany, we have like over 600 orchestra. Yes. And in Italy, they have like also 500 or 600 mandolins. It's an Italian instrument, as I said before. And in Israel, we have only 5 orchestras. And the Israeli plectrum orchestra won like 5 times in Europe.
Wow.
Yes, in Poland, in France, in Italy, in Germany. So they invited us for the third time to play in Bruchsal, the same place.
Wow.
And in front of the European Parliament in Strasbourg and in Munich.
Wow.
So, yes.
Wow. So how many awards have you won? How many awards have you won altogether, Dean? Like, do you have a wall somewhere where you have all your awards up? Or when you get an award,
mm-hmm.
what do you...
Yes, we have. Yeah, we have like... I think we have like, you know, more than 5. I'm talking about only the last 5 years, but
it can.
This orchestra like won like many other prizes, like maybe 20 or
more. Yeah, some place where you keep all the
Yes. Now we are building a new center of music.
Right.
So we're going to put the whole stuff, you know, over the world. But now we have only...
Oh, you're building a new center.
Yes, yes.
Really? Where is
it? Amazing, yes. It's not so far away from our musical, you know, center.
It's almost ready, no?
Yes.
It's nice.
A big one, very, you know, very, very nice. I'll take you...
Yeah, I'd love to see it. And put a video, add that to the video.
Yes, you can, you know, now
it's
like
still for you.
In construction, but... I think in next
December... No, I think
December,
it's good to go and do some video of showing the future, you know?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. So, so when are you leaving for Germany?
Mm-hmm.
When are you...
Next May.
Oh, next May.
Yes.
Nice. And you're practicing for it now.
A lot of practice.
Now, you have a concert coming up in October, which is just a few short weeks away.
Yes. We have a castle in Rorschach. In our town, we have a beautiful castle. And there is an Italian show. And we play a concert before the show. And we, you know, we play in the middle of the show, like giving, you know...
You said it's an Italian show?
Yes, an Italian show.
Okay. Nice.
Comedy. But before that, we have a big concert.
Right.
With South American, you know, tango and all the South American pieces.
Oh, so there is culture in this country.
I think, yes.
There is a lot of it, I will say
I know Yitzhak Perlman and the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yitzhak Perlman.
Yes, he came from Israel.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I didn't...
He's in Israel, yeah.
Wow, he's amazing.
Like Shlomo Mintz and Daniel Birnbaum and many others.
Wow, 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 wow. That girl needs to get it together.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I've seen... Look, I thank you, number one, for having me in your home. This is a beautiful home you have.
You're most welcome.
And anyone who's on my Facebook page... You need to go on my page and see some of the talent that this that we have here, because we've got some beautiful paintings that you've done.
Thanks.
And some sculptures that are just breathtaking.
Thank you.
And let me ask you. So, what do you do besides? Now, you just don't sit around managing an orchestra and practicing the mandolin. What do you do? What else do you do besides paint? And
First of all, I was studying biochemistry.
Biochemistry.
Yeah, so I worked as a biochemist for 2 years, and then I practiced law, and I was like working as a lawyer in a very big, you know, office in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
And then I raised a family. You know, I have 4 boys, and then I've decided to start painting and sculpture, and I've learned in America and got a scholarship to Italy.
Yeah. Wow. In Italy,
Yes, and the former conductor asked me to come back to the orchestra, because I left the orchestra, and he asked me to come back and helping him, you know. And gradually I become, you know, the manager of the orchestra. I'm not the conductor, there's Professor Schmidt.
Yeah, he's a very talented man. I love watching him.
Yes, he's amazing.
And just to watch what he does.
He's like running the violin department in the Jerusalem Academy.
Oh, wow.
And he's the teacher also of mandolin. All the best mandolin solists in Europe are his students.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talk to this guy, I'm talking to a pretty...
Yes, he's very, you know, modest and humble. Yes.
He is a very modest and humble man. I like him. He's a good guy. Inbal, let me ask you something. Did you ever think that you would have your own little 40 kids...
No.
Like, what did you do before?
No, I learned, like, business.
Right.
Okay, but
right.
I was very bored. So I changed my work, because I love music and I love children.
Yeah.
So I have now both of them.
And you have your own children, just like...
Yes,
okay.
Sure. And
how many do you have?
I have 3 children. Two of them are soldiers.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And your boys are, they're not there
two
yet.
Of them, one of them, you know, finished the army.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yes.
Ah,
the
nice.
The oldest one, and the other one is still in the army.
Okay, wow.
And the two of us are, like, you know, students in high school.
Right, of course. Wow. Yeah. I can't imagine as parents, you know, because
yes.
I do a lot of work with the military. I love them.
Thanks.
They're the best. You guys, you as parents, I can't imagine. Cannot imagine. cannot imagine. So you have all these little... So anyway, go ahead.
You know, when they were children, I told them, you must learn...
musical instruments?
Instruments, some instruments. I don't care which instrument.
Right.
But you must learn music. So everyone chose what he want, but no one chose mandolin.
That's
one of them chose Irish flute, one of them drums, and the girl chose guitar, of course. But now they say, thank you, Mom, because you push us to learn some music.
Right. Now, you know, that's good. That's good. Now, do your boys play?
Yes, but all of them play the piano, guitar, but most of them are the piano.
Nice, nice, wow. You know, I had the opportunity to play an instrument when I was in grade school, and I only played for some odd reason because I liked this girl in the band.
And that's actually, a good reason.
You know how to sing. You are a good singer. I heard you.
Yeah,
you're a good singer.
I did pretty good for myself.
One day you will sing with the Elvis.
West Virginia.
You know, West Virginia, of course.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. They're actually...
John Denver,
exactly. Yeah, Inbal told me something about you guys were going to learn the country roads.
So start to practice
That'd be an honor.
To the place I belong.
Yes.
Country roads. Take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads. Wow, that sounds pretty good.
You know, that our orchestra is a choir. Actually, they can stand and sing.
Really?
Amazingly.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, I'd like to hear that. I would love to hear that.
Wow.
I think that your orchestra has probably some of the most beautiful women in history.
Did that in the airport.
In Israel. Wow.
Yes. And start to sing.
Well, there you go. That's the way to do it. You know what I mean? And it's amazing how many lives you'll touch by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's really amazing. Amazing. So, wow, that would be awesome. I played in seventh grade, and fifth grade. And my parents told me, they said, now if you quit playing the trumpet, then you've got to pay for it yourself. Well, I quit playing because this girl quit the band, and I didn't see any reason to continue that music career, you know what I mean? So, funny enough, my brother picked it up, and in high school, and I'm older, like 5 years older than him, but he picked it up in high school. And he got through 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade.
Really?
And he picked up the piano, played the trumpet beautifully, played in a jazz band, played in a stage band, you know, and was very, very successful. But when he graduated, my parents said, you need to push to play in the band at the university. And he wouldn't do it. His band director even said, you need to try and get a scholarship. You're really good. And he wouldn't do it until finally he sat down and talked to him, and he said, I don't know how to read music.
Really?
Somehow he got by, probably took some cheating, but he got by with learning not how to read music for all that time and played by ear.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he never followed through, which, you know, look, it says something. I'm glad that you guys have followed through and you push your students. And I don't blame my brother for that. Well, for whatever reason, he didn't stick with it.
You can't enjoy the music, that's much more thing.
But anyway, I appreciate what you guys do. And thank you for bringing us music.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's amazing. Look, we're out of time. And we're going to get some video done for you. And I want to say thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for all you guys do, for touching lives and changing lives. And... bringing culture where there was none.
Finally, yes.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to the United States or the listeners? What's your website? You have a website?
No, exactly.
You have a Facebook page. I'm going to get you promoted. We'll get you set up with that. But if you want to know more...
We would like to meet you on the 4th of July, and we promise you a concert with the orchestra.
Oh, most certainly. Next year, we'll definitely do it. All right, this is Michael Gonneau with Insight to Israel. I want to thank America's Web Radio. I want to thank all the listeners, and God. God bless the United States of America, the Patriot Conservatives, and God bless Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security.